It was a long day.
Yeah.
Don't make us regret our faith.
I promise you will not.
Secretary's report. Looking for a motion. I can't make the motion. I know nobody wants to make the motion, we're too tired.
I'll make the motion to accept the report as printed out in front of me.
He made a motion to approve the minutes of the March 9th, 2023.
Yeah, what day?
I'll second.
Motion made by Colonel, no, backwards. Motion made by Colonel Lewis, seconded by Colonel Overturf. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? We'll have Mr. Gray abstain because he wasn't on the board yet. Motion passes. New business, discussion on editing our hearing notice to ask for an RSVP from appellants as to whether they plan on attending or withdrawing their case. See, guys, must be approved.
I'll speak on that. So, yeah, I'll speak. After the and you may want to sit for a second for this.
Come on up.
You can just listen. After the previous hearing last month, I believe it was five or six desk cases.
Five.
Or on the docket, none of them failed. All of them failed to appear. On our end, we get out of here earlier, which is always a good thing. On the flip side of the issue, there's two issues on that more serious. One is the staff time that desk has to put into these cases, prep those cases. I believe at least two of the cases you had witnesses come from other PDs as witnesses, and the appellants don't show. It's a time drain on desk, and it also is not fair to up those five or six appellants we could have had here that day. Yet pushed back a while. So we were doing just a little brainstorming, and one scenario in which we may be able to alleviate that was asking appellants to respond to the office either by email or calling to confirm their appearance. And we would say, if we do not hear from you by a certain date, and this is when we would send them their appellant, their notice of hearing.
Correct.
So they get that.
Certified.
We do sell it. We send it certified.
Yep.
So there shouldn't be any track issue.
Mm-hmm.
So they receive their hearing date. They see the letter. We have it bolded. If we don't hear back from you, we're going to consider this a withdrawn case. It was an idea the supervisor at SLFU sort of liked. Again, I do not know where we stand legally on that. Before we brought it to the AG for opinion, that would be the next step. We would like to hear, that was just sort of throwing things out on a way to help alleviate a couple of issues.
I still feel like we would need to follow up. I mean, I feel like I babysit everybody anyway. I did make calls for today's hearing. Two people that I left message for that didn't get back to me, didn't show up today.
We're about, 2.5 years behind?
Our backlog right now, is like July of 2025.
Yeah, so
four revocations. Denials are like October, November of 2025.
Yeah, so, we're sending letters, having to follow up with phone calls is a drain on, we have only 1.5 staff members in the office also. So I give Nancy, credit just for, again, having to babysit. Again, I don't know where we stand as far as whether we can do that or not, though. So
I can talk to Deanne for sure, yeah. And then go ahead.
But I just wanted to hear other board members' thoughts, and maybe they have a better solution.
I think it's a... The concept is great. Yep. The problem I see is if they withdraw their appeal, they can go back and refile, and all that does is keep the docket.
No, they can't refile an appeal. They would have to reapply.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I meant. In other words,
if they don't show.
Yeah, but they can do that anyway.
They can do that while the appeal's pending.
Yes, they can.
But if they don't show now, don't we make a motion and we
Yeah, but the next day they can go and file. They can file a new application.
A new application.
Yeah. They can file an appeal to Superior Court.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that might be.
This
what
is not hurting the applicants at all. If they don't show up, they can still go do a new application. This is just saving
Well, I'm going to say that at least a third, if not more like a half, of the reason people get denied their pistol permits is because their applications aren't filled out completely, correctly.
Yeah.
So if they go back and they fill it out correctly and put in that information, chances are they wouldn't come back to an appeal with us. They would get their permits. But it's just...
No. And again, going back, I did watch the, I don't know why, but it hurt. But going back, I did watch a little bit of the Judiciary Committee's hearing. And again, that's why I don't want to throw, make sure our chair is fully protected, is the Board of Pardons and Parole, their chair, they adopted, not regulations, they adopted policy on the way they do commutations and other things without going through the regulatory process with that, and they just got hammered on that.
Yeah.
So again, it's, there may, I'm sure there's a procedural issue or a mention to that. There may be a procedural issue or a legal issue, whether we have to go through the regs process, I'm not sure. But it's just an idea, and again, if someone has, can think things through.
Just if I may.
Because you're the only,
just from our licensing schemes that DESPI held,
yep.
So I can't give you exact legal advice, as I'm not BFPB's
yep.
counsel,
yep.
is that we do have that type of situation where we do have them, they have to send in to respond to our letters in multiple different yep. Security guards, private investigators, mm-hmm. that they are coming both to the compliance conference that we have to have before we can take action, as well as a contested hearing if it is going to go that far.
And it may be for us not just as easy, but you know, again, I don't know if you had the opportunity yeah. to speak with FOI, because
mm-hmm.
they're under the same sort of same
backlog.
Scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah, same
yeah.
scheme we have, just to see if they may have a resolution that's, you know, I'm just throwing things out a little bit.
There's
I think in theory
guys.
It's good. I think, but I still think we're going to have a significant number of people walk in the door
yeah.
and say, I didn't read that, I didn't know that, they don't read the letters we sent anyway.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And if we're going
no,
to say,
don't.
Sorry, you lose.
Yeah. And how many people go to Hartford thinking it's in Hartford? I highlight that it's here.
In a perfect world, it's great. You
highlighted.
Have to,
yeah.
you have to apply
yeah.
by this date
yeah.
or don't come, but people are going to come.
Yeah. But at what point do we start treating people like adults?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't figured that out
yeah.
yet, because I'm telling you.
Can we change the word withdrawn to just say you'll be rescheduled into, or you'll
yeah.
be put on hold?
I was
hold.
Thinking
it just
pushing
keep,
them back.
I was
to
thinking
the end
that
of the,
too.
Exactly.
To the
but,
end
they're
of
not,
yeah,
right.
but they're
well,
not
that
responding,
could be,
so.
That could be the case.
Yeah. We're not, they're not withdrawing. We're just going to.
You're still going to get a hearing, but.
If you responded, we're going to put you in first.
Right.
Versus you didn't respond.
I think
we're
dash back to the end of our docket, which is
yeah.
2025.
That
yeah.
might be
yeah.
more
yeah.
sound because
sorry.
Yeah.
It'll
yeah.
be 6 years
yeah.
to get your
this
permit.
Is really saying we're doing a constructive withdrawal.
Yeah, that's
I don't
what
think
we have to
we
avoid.
Can do that. Yeah.
We're just we can just shuffle the schedule.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think we could put pressure on them, but I don't think we can withdraw somebody's case for them.
Mm-hmm. I mean that's fine.
Well,
and again,
well,
I don't
we
have a problem
when they don't show.
Calls.
Yeah.
Well, we don't withdraw
motion,
them.
Right.
We
find
that,
against
that,
we deny
yeah,
their appeal.
Yeah,
we get into
right.
option.
Well,
for
we could do the same thing.
Appear, yeah.
You didn't give us notice. We make a motion that we deny the appeal based on them not giving us notice, but I don't know if that's going to fly. But we could do
the AG's office will have a field day with this.
Yeah.
I think
they're
they'll,
say,
I think they'll say the same thing.
She's already dealing with Godbout for me
I
right
think,
now.
Yeah. I think if this is what we did, this would end up in Superior Court as an appeal. Because
yeah.
I think this
yep.
is a major due process
yeah.
thing.
So do we just continue as is? And I mean, I have,
well,
I'm
think
worried
about
I
it.
Can make phone calls. I mean, we
yeah.
really, really could make
yeah.
phone calls.
I think you should have a discussion with FOI, too.
That guy that shot the TV today, we called him.
Yeah. yeah. No, but yeah, I think you should have
like,
a kind of conversation
I'm
with FOI.
I'm not going to come. He says they're not
going
to give me my permit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, totally up to you. Do you want to withdraw your case? Well, no, I'll show up, he says, but I don't, I just think it's going to be a waste of my time. And I'm, okay, you know, but he did. I was actually surprised.
He killed the TV for no reason.
So, you know, I don't know.
Let's kick this can down the road. Let's think about it. I'll think about it. We can all think about it.
But you know, the idea of somehow getting, I don't know how we do it, but somehow getting people to understand you've got to put everything down.
Yeah.
Because I think a certain percentage of people are trying to hide things. Certain percentage of people just are ignorant and they think their cases are gone.
Or lazy. They just put 2020.
Or that guy that had a felony.
I mean, you're right down what it says.
1969.
His possessions.
Probably all of you guys weren't even born yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, 1964 felony is rough.
Yeah, that's rough.
Okay.
All right.
We're done?
Well, can we quit, Kyle?
I'm sorry?
Would you, we tried to do a slam dunk this year.
Oh, do you want to do another one?
Well, it didn't happen. I mean, you know, I said to Brandon, how far have you gotten up to? Which goes July of 2023. Well, now I'm like thinking, let's not do 2023. You tell me all the disqualifiers in 2024 and 2025, and we'll put together a meeting maybe in December. You know, the first week in December or something, because we only have one meeting in December.
Okay. All right. We can talk.
And we talked about doing it Zoom because really, why does everybody have to come? They're not going to get their permits anyway. But I mean, again, I haven't talked to them in months about where they are in this disqualification. You know, this. So I don't know. Between Bryn, I think she was putting Bryn on it.
Okay.
But Bryn's also very busy too.
Yep.
She's got multiple.
Yeah, I know that she's in charge. She does the vault and she has to do everything.
So we'll talk about that.
You have to be careful with the automatic disqualifiers between now and December. Those who are disqualified could become qualified.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about like really automatic disqualifiers, like
based
felonies.
On
I know.
Based on marijuana
I mean, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
But
be clear.
The revocations are, those are difficult because, you know, you guys, desk clears a lot of them before the docket. Because probably the vast majority of yours are by, you know, statutorial.
Most
of
them. Correct.
POs and stuff.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
So, and then, you know, that does clear a
lot
of those.
Denials, we've never, ever, ever had denials like we have now, ever.
Yep.
I mean,
that's
because
right about now,
we
20.
We were like 3 months out.
Yep.
Wow. That's all. We only had 3 months of hearing. So it was from like now to July and probably June.
Yep.
I mean, we just didn't have hearing. And now we have many more denials and revocations.
Probably a lot more applications too.
Well, that's that they said they had a record number of applications, and therefore we've got a record number of
applications. Have gone down.
It has? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But
years,
I said we were
so
like just shy of 1,000
in the world.
Wow.
Election years, they go
up.
They double. Okay. That's my experience.
Well, it was COVID. It was social.
Yeah. Well, it really, the change of administration in 2020 and COVID hit, it went.
You know, we doubled, but we're back to normal.
Yeah. But until 2024, when the elections happen again.
That's where it is. Now we're hitting all the denials from that time. That's where it is.
Yeah, but it is. Twice as many applications, so it's going to be higher.
If we could just lean on Waterbury, I'm going to tell you, we've got between 200 and 300 appeals just from Waterbury. Just from Waterbury. And I love him, and I work wonderful with him, but he just, I'm going to do this, we're going to get this done, and I don't hear from him forever. And all right now I want him to do, he's got 6 cases in May. Please tell me, are you going to issue them or not? Because if you are, I'm going to move people up.
If not, we'll put them at the bottom of the agenda.
Yeah, but those poor people in Waterbury have been waiting for years, and they're not moving anywhere because I literally have 3 or 4 Waterbury cases for every single hearing going forward.
There's no winning.
So, anyway, okay.
I'll entertain a motion happily.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion made by Colonel Overturf to adjourn at 3:37. Seconded by the Chief. All those in favor?
Aye.
I will not entertain any objections. We are adjourned
at 3:37.
Yes.
Yeah.
I take my notes with me.
Yeah.
And I shred them.
No name, just a pen.
And I shred them. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting day. Thank you, guys.
That was one of our longest days.
Well, thank you very much.
Quite a while.
Yeah.
I will start asking more questions.
No, it's
over from you guys.
No, it's.
I do see this on the other end every day of people trying to get in and who gets denied. So I do like the thought of what can we do of people that it comes down to my form was incorrect versus my people that are
off the class
disqualified. It's amazing to see you can get denied in Manchester and then you don't 2 years?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even remember.
Yeah.
And so it's...
Yeah, what I do in Miami is, so if the form, if things are left off the form, we call.
And I know some towns do do that.
Listen, tell us why, maybe...
Yeah.
It's kind of the same answer they give here, maybe it's okay, maybe it's not.
You know...
Very rarely will they ever say yes, they do something, I know.
Yeah.
But sometimes... And it's not serious, it's a long time ago, and we'll move on, but once it gets here, it's like, you know, the form wasn't right.
It becomes a big argument, or it doesn't.
Now, a lot of the police departments and resident workers, they need to do that, I tell them. Call people in, if you have a question, if you have a case.
So who's charging Greensport, other than Marion now?
Not at all, from Derby, one of the valley.
As a police officer.
You don't have to do it.
Wow.
I don't know why.
I love him, though, he, have you ever seen his denial letters? They're incredible. Every time he sends me one, I'm like, you are amazing.
Well, no, it just goes to show, like, he's been doing it a long time, so they do a good job that way.
Yep.
Marion, at least Marion doesn't do, like, you know, doesn't put a redheaded stepchild, and no, that's what happens.
Because you're also for a recommendation.
Oh, what are we gonna do with this person, and they'll put them in, oh, let's stick them in front of us.
Yeah.
Remember the girl that was on, like, 6 days? They were going from Waterbury or something?
You wanna write a recommendation for a guy, and you didn't even write that, just that,